FM.
And good morning, Sacramento. Welcome back to Legalese. We're so pleased that you're joining us this morning. I'm here with Jim Caspary, a life coach and a business coach, and we've been talking about how to survive the holiday season and, you know, not make it the thing that people wind up dreading. You know, unfortunately, I think we've kind of done this full circle where, you know, holidays used to be great and now holidays are just so onerous. And it doesn't have to be that way. And we really want to encourage people to, you know, protect themselves, take care of themselves, and enjoy the holidays for what they are, because they are a time of celebration. You know, just before the break, I was talking about, you know, saying no and the PTA mom, you know, who's being asked to do a million things, you know, and needs to be willing to say no. But it also came to mind it's typically mom, right, who's cooking dinner for 35 people. And, you know, that my experience has been that may have been fun 15 years ago, but maybe now it's just too much. And you need to be willing to ask for help. You know, say, look, I need you to go get the pie. I need you, or, you know, places like Marie Callender's, and it's not a plug for Marie Callender's, but they're one place that does, where you can buy your entire Thanksgiving dinner, and we've done that in the past, and it's wonderful. And nobody has to cook for, you know, 8 hours. So, you know, ideas like that is that, you know, one person shouldn't have to shoulder the burden while everyone else sits around and watches football. You know, it's nice if you're the guy watching football, but, you know, get out of the chair and, you know, help mom. You'll feel better about it. The other thing that we wanted to touch on is this is a great time of year to volunteer. Food banks and homeless shelters. I mean, there's a ton of places that could use your help. And it's a great time to volunteer. So,
yeah, it's a great time to volunteer. And I also like to plug volunteering throughout the year. And this isn't, you know, like piling more on your plate. The idea behind this, the real principle behind whether you're asking for help, if you're in charge of you know, doing way too much during the holidays, you know, it maybe what I found is people feel uncomfortable asking for help. And the bottom line is people love helping and they have the responsibility and obligation to say no if it's too much, like we talked about setting boundaries. But if you look at asking for help as a gift, and maybe that sounds strange, but the idea, again, is people love to help. They help because it makes them feel good. And if we're going to volunteer, you know, if we have the time or we have the funds or we have the food that we can volunteer or give, then it makes us feel good about ourselves. So it could be considered selfish, but, you know, kind of I was listening to a radio broadcaster yesterday talking about Burning Man. Mm-hmm. And maybe this is a leap from the holidays, but it really isn't. When everybody gives, everybody comes from a place of giving, and that's the foundational principle behind Burning Man, is everybody comes from a giving, generous, loving space, and it all works out. And talking about volunteering, there are so many people less fortunate than us, so it makes us feel good about ourselves, but it also reminds us whether, you know, we have all our limbs, or we have our vision, or we can hear, or we have our health. Like, there's so much to be grateful for. And some of the things we get so wrapped up about, you know, in the big picture, they're important. You can, I think it's also important to validate our emotions and reactions, not stuff them, you know, sweep them under the carpet, but feel your emotions. And as appropriate, with the right friends, that aren't going to jump on the bandwagon and blame the other person, but just, you know, have a healthy person that you can share your emotions with. Like, these are all concepts that are so powerful. And it doesn't, I've had some mentors, spiritual healers and guides that have taught me the fastest way through an emotional storm is to actually feel it and not sweep it under the carpet, not ignore it, not drown it with alcohol or drugs. Or shopping or whatever, but actually feel it. And we're human beings. And as human beings, and I don't know if it's just this culture in the United States, but as and males, women are much better at this, is verbalizing and sharing our emotions and recognizing. Is it uncomfortable? Heck yeah. But if you look to the future and you look about getting beyond it to the other side, to getting to that, that hippie trio, the peace, love, and happiness, you know, a day, a moment, a half hour of frustration, anger, resentment, whatever, and then how can you feel it, acknowledge it, and let it go? It's magical. You come out the other side. And if you're having a really tough time during the holidays, you talked about depression and suicide, just remember, and this is so important, it's always darkest before the light. You know, so feel it. And it's okay to have those feelings. You don't have to act on it in a negative way, but get to the other side the fastest.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, if you are in a severe depressive state and feeling suicidal, you know, you need to reach out for help and get professional help. I mean, that's but, you know, what we're really talking about is, you know, not people who are at that juncture, but, you know, people who are just, you know, bummed out. Man, it's Thanksgiving. What a drag. You know, I used to really love Thanksgiving, and then there was a period of time because of things that were going on in the family and whatnot that I really dreaded it. I just was like, oh, man, I just want this to be over. And I recognize now that that was in my head. That was my issue. Not – it had nothing – Thanksgiving hadn't changed, right? It still was the same holiday and the same Thursday and the same turkey dinner and the same Green Bay playing Detroit on – you know, on TV. I mean, those things hadn't changed, but what had changed was my attitude about it. And so, you know, I think the point here is, you know, recognize that you control how you feel about things. A couple other things to, you know, is kind of just things to keep in mind. You know, a lot of people have pets now. And it's become very popular to, you know, your pet's part of your family and to bring them along. Well, you know, I've got pets and I love animals, but, you know, be considerate. If, you know, if you're going to be bringing your dog to somebody's house, well, first of all, you need to get permission for that. Make sure that they're okay with it. And really think that through. Not everybody loves your dog, you know. Not everybody wants that animal running around their house, and just because you think your dog's the greatest thing doesn't mean it's not going to tear up the rug. So, you know, be considerate about that. Plan ahead. You know, as Jim was saying, you know, give yourself plenty of time to get to your location. You know, understand that airports are going to back up, the weather's going to start changing. If you're flying from here back east, there may be a change in plans. You know, there may be a snowstorm or there may be, you know, weather that rolls through the, you know, what did we have last year? The winter vortex where everything froze. You know, so understand and plan ahead. How are you going to deal with that if your flight's canceled or you're going to sit in the airport for an extra 5 hours? How are you going to deal with that? Other things, you know, recognize that diets, you know, if you're on a diet, it might take a hit, you know, and again, you can either plan ahead, or just forgive yourself and go, you know what, today, you know, I'm not going to worry so much about eating the candy corn or, you know,
pie and ice cream,
you know, my great weakness. You know, another thing, and we did this a couple years ago, is just try something new. So one of the things that my family and I did is for Thanksgiving, instead of doing the traditional Thanksgiving, what we did is we jumped on the train and we went to Reno. And the highlight of the trip was the train. I mean, I love riding on a train, especially through the Sierras. So, you know, do something different. You know, what we're talking about is changing the pattern. Right.
That's so perfect. I remember going to my aunt and uncle's house many times, and we would have our, you know, conversation cocktails, dinner, and then we would play charades. And it gets people out, you know,
right,
out of their comfort zone, but also just focused on something else rather than the past or whatever other people are doing.
So
we're, good activities.
We're running down to the end of our time today. I think I just want to summarize this by saying that, you know, enjoy the reason for the season. This isn't all about commercialization and buying stuff. This is about remembering what this season is about. You know, what is Christmas about? What is Thanksgiving about for you, or Hanukkah, or Kwanzaa, or whatever, you know, whatever holiday you celebrate? What is the season about? And just keep that in mind, that this isn't about stuff. This
is about the hippie trio.
The hippie trio. Yes,
peace, love,
absolutely.
And happiness.
Peace, love, and happiness. So, you know, we got 2 months of it coming up, and it could be a great 2 months, and I hope that it will be for you. So we got a break now. We will be back next Monday at 8 o'clock here on Money 105.5, Legalese with Mike Chastain. We will look forward to seeing you then.